Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? You could just pop in for a pint and sit outside in the car park. There are benches all around the car park and it is well worth popping into. The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is also well worth a visit. A fantastic menu, great atmosphere. They do carvery of the weekends and lots more besides. The Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, do pop along and tell them that Adrian and Jeremy and Katie from the Opinions Matter podcast told you to pop along. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Louise sent us this long WhatsApp. But I'll read it to you nonetheless. I have a topic for you, and I'd love to know how people feel about this. I was messaging this guy from Drogheda on Tinder the last few weeks, and we met up for a date last night. When he walked in, I nearly died, though. Honestly, literally nearly died. I'd seen his pictures and thought he was very attractive, which he is. But he's a good bit shorter than me, like noticeably shorter. I am 5'7" and I'd say he's about 5'2" or 5'3". He was really nice, but I can't get over the short thing. He almost had to stand on his tippy toes to give me a kiss at the end of the night. I was effing mortified because I could see people looking at us. He messaged me last night to see if I got home okay after the date and to see if I wanted to go out again, but I honestly don't think I can. The short thing is a real issue for me, and I think most women would be the same. Am I being too shallow here? Women are supposed to feel small and protected. Oh, Jesus, did she write this? Women are supposed to feel small and protected beside their tall man. I felt like a giant, like I would be the man of the relationship if it went anywhere. Anyone else had this issue? And that's from a lady called Louise. Louise. Did you ever go out with a guy taller than you? Or smaller than you?
Have I ever gone out with a guy?
Okay, that's the question.
I'm with my husband since I was like...
Is he taller than you?
He is taller than me.
He is taller than you. Could you ever imagine yourself being with somebody... Now, you're a bit of a short horse anyway.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
What height are you?
5'2" or something.
5'2".
What are you?
A little titch, 5'9".
Are you 5'9"? You're taller than I thought.
So...
It probably is shallow, but at the end of the day, it's her preference. It's a, you know, if you don't, it would be the same way I prefer fair men to dark men generally. Blondes and kind of reds, strawberry blondes to dark haired men. I think it's just a preference. I think she probably sounds a bit shallow though. I nearly died when he walked in. Okay, love. Seriously, calm down there. But he could be the love of her life and she may be.
I know, but you know and I know that people do look. They do.
I remember being with
a few months ago seeing a couple at a press preview thing, and they were standing getting a photograph taken, and he was there like this with his arm on her shoulder, but he was literally up like this.
I'm sorry.
No, there you go. That's the point.
That's the point. Did it amuse you?
I thought it was hilarious, yeah. She was towering over him and he was there like this.
So you're saying that you would be that shallow person?
I couldn't.
So it's not, sorry, I'm not laughing at short people.
Having said that, I do like tall women. Yeah.
You wouldn't like a woman taller than you?
No, I don't think so. No.
Would it emasculate you?
I think it does.
It would make you feel
This is a woman saying it, though. This is a woman. Well, I'll give you the exact quote. Women are supposed to feel small and protected beside their man. Now, I mean, that's a bit... I don't know what that is, but I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Is it shallow for a woman to say, I do not want to go out with a man who is smaller than me?
But is it, like she said in her message, that people were looking? Like, is that what she's concerned about? Because if that's what you're concerned about, rather than it actually being...
But people do look, and they do, honestly.
But so what? So what if people look? Let them look. If you're happy, who gives a shit? If it comes down to that, then yeah, it's pathetic. If it comes down to a genuine thing that it's she's not attracted to short men or men that are shorter than her, then there's nothing you can do about it. You're not attracted to him. You move on, you find somebody you are attracted to. I don't think it's shallow per se. I think it's a personal preference. Like, I don't fancy, and I've said this before in the show, when people accuse me of being racist, and I'm not a racist, I don't fancy black men. I don't have a problem with black people at all. In any capacity,
yeah.
For a physical thing, I just don't fancy black men. Women would be going on about Idris Elba or whatever. I don't get it. I don't fancy black men. And it's not a racial thing. It's just...
Okay, we're going to be talking... excuse me. We're going to be talking to a woman who's a regular listener to this show. And she sent us a photograph of her and her fella.
There's not much difference.
There's enough of a difference.
They're a very attractive couple, aren't they?
They're a lovely couple, yeah. But
she's towering over him. She's like a model.
She's towering over him.
She's not towering over him. No, she's not. She's a couple of inches.
She's a good 4 inches taller than him.
You see, you've never seen 4 inches. No. I wouldn't look at them and be like, oh, she's tall. I would think they're just a very attractive couple. They would make very cute babies.
Very cute babies.
Oh, they would. They'd make gorgeous babies.
Okay, so you think it's a bit shallow for a woman to say, I don't want to go out with a guy that's smaller than me.
I think it's a preference. I think it's a physical thing. It's like some men like blondes, some men. You like what? Purple boots?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Here we go. No, but you like purple boots on women. Like, that's your thing. That's some women just prefer taller men. And I don't know if I necessarily would want to be with a man that I was tearing over either, because you would probably feel like a giant. Like, what, you're going to carry him over the threshold when you buy a house?
But that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point, though.
I'm only joking. I don't see the issue. I think it's a personal thing. Once it's not, you know, doing it in a hurtful way, or it's not being cruel because you think people are looking at you or whatever, like, if you genuinely don't like it, you genuinely don't like it. It's the same way I wouldn't fancy black men. Would you consider that racist? No, it's... No more than I don't fancy Chinese men. No more than I wouldn't fancy some guy who's ripped up on steroids. You know, these roid heads that are going around fucking with their muscles out and mad ripped. I think it's just a sexual thing. I think it's a thing about who you're attracted to and who you're not. But you say it yourself, you wouldn't be into us.
No. All right, so let's get this conversation going. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let's kick off with this. Lots of reactions to this already. This is Michelle.
Hi, guys. Michelle here. I won't be able to come on. So just on the topic of the girl on the date. Surely when she was chatting with him online, she could see on his profile that what his height was, or he mentioned it at least, you know. Surely she would have had a fair idea of his height before she met him. Otherwise, he deserves better and he shouldn't want to see her again. Thanks. Bye.
Now, Mary Ellen listens to the Opinions Matter podcast very regularly in Japan, of all places.
Nobody's big in Japan.
No, we're big in Japan. We've two listeners over there.
No, but actually, seriously, nobody's...
Oh, yeah, no, they're not overly tall as people. Yeah. So, Mary Ellen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, Mary Ellen. So, you and your fella, your... I'm going to say about 4 inches taller than him. Is that right?
Four and a half.
4.5 inches taller than him. Okay.
Yeah, and I met him wearing 6-inch heels.
Oh, so you were even taller again.
Yep.
Right, okay. But in your bare feet, you are 4.5 inches taller than him. Now, obviously, when you heard this conversation today, it kind of triggered you because you are that soldier. Do people ever say anything, comment in any way, or does it bother you?
No, it's never. I didn't even notice it. And it's never, ever bothered me. I met him. It didn't even cross my mind. Like, it was never an issue. People say it to him. They'll be like, oh, your wife's like mad tall compared to you. And he likes it. He's like, oh, yeah, like I'm that great. I got like this tall chick with me. He loves it.
But so it's like a badge of honor. It's like a badge of honor that he was able to pull a tall woman.
Yeah, exactly. And because of his job, obviously, it's very masculine career, that it's kind of like it's like a big show for him nearly.
So, sorry, what is his job?
He's a U.S. Marine.
Oh.
So military.
A U.S. Marine. And you'd always have the impression that a U.S. Marine is like a big, bulky, 6 foot tall.
He's bulky. He's not tall, but he's bulky.
Yeah, but
he's very muscular.
Yeah, he wouldn't look to me as somebody who's small and weedy.
No, he's not small
and
weedy.
You're a very attractive couple, by the way, Mary Ellen.
Thank you, Katie.
No, but it's nice to be nice and throw it out there. You're a good looking couple.
So has it ever been an
issue? She said I was a model.
Has it ever been an issue? Do you ever find it strange? Because I was giving an example of a couple that I saw recently, and they were posing for a press photographer's photograph, and he stood beside her with his arm around her shoulder, but he was reaching up to the heights in order to...
At least he wouldn't need to go on his knees.
You see, Katie, you already think it's strange.
Did that just go whoo?
Yeah, no.
Anytime, anywhere.
No, I got you. Pause. You're not. You also find it strange and funny. Yes, you do.
I think that it's handy that he wouldn't have to go down on his knees. I mean, it saves him getting dodgy knees. That's a plus.
Mary Ellen has... You're a dirtbag. Mary Ellen, has anybody ever made an issue of it? Has anybody ever slagged you over it that you are taller than the man you're with?
No, never. I think for us, we're together 15 years. I don't think anyone has ever said anything like disparaging or like, you know, acted any
kind of
way about it.
He's not that smaller than you, though, to be fair. Like, it's not like Adrian is saying here, where you're the couple with the guy literally reaching up arm's length to get to his missus' shoulder. It's like...
Yeah, I think that picture, I'm standing a little bit behind him.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, a little bit behind him. But I'm a good bit taller than, like, people will say it to him, but never being an arsehole. It's more of a, like, a good for you kind of thing. It's very strange. But, like, when I met him, I would have never, ever, it wasn't like, oh my God, this lad's like way shorter than me. No, never. It was like, I thought he was gorgeous. I was like, oh, he's nice. And then
his height was never an issue for you. You see, what I find strange about that photograph that you sent us is that in a stereotypical photograph, mm-hmm. the man is standing beside the smaller woman with his hand on her shoulder. In this photograph, you have your hand on his shoulder.
Oscar, can you show the picture on Facebook?
No, I don't need to. But
you can if you want. You guys can show it.
You look great. It's fine. Okay. Once the photo's okay.
Okay, so hang on.
Yeah, as long as I look good.
I don't think it's that stark, the difference now.
For those of you who are watching us on Facebook Live, look, she's standing there with her hand on his shoulder. No?
And then you also have to factor in his boots would add probably an inch or so to his height, his military boots as well.
Are you happy?
Delighted, yeah. Absolutely.
There you
like,
go.
My life is, I've lived in, because of being married to him, I've lived in 5 countries. We have 2 kids. My 13-year-old son is 5'8". He's taller than his dad.
Brilliant.
Like, if I was to be shallow like this girl, and because she says she's attracted to him, she said he's a nice guy, but she's mortified by his height.
That's exactly what it was, yeah.
That's so shallow. And then saying that, like, oh, a woman's supposed to be small and feel protected. Like, so is she like a larger lady that she feels, you know, a little bit more uncomfortable in herself and wants the fella to make her feel smaller? I don't know. Like, I just, I just think I don't know. It really irritated me that saying she was mortified and like he had
everybody on Facebook is pervert on you right now. By the way,
oh, are they?
Look in the perverts here. Does a lot of men actually perving on your husbands? So that's a treat.
He goes down a treat. With
that's your own business.
Gay men love him.
What's a U.S. They Navy? What's that?
Marine Corps. Oh.
A bit of seaman.
It's not all the time.
You're a dirtbag.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing wrong with semen. Nothing wrong with. Telling you, you make it dirty.
I think you'd want to keep your mouth shut today, Katie. I think you'd be better off. Let me go.
Talking about the Navy dudes, but okay, shows where your head's at.
Let me go to line two, and that's you, John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Oh, good. How are you?
John, could you ever go out with a woman taller than you?
Yeah, not a bother.
Not a bother?
Yeah, I think, I was thinking about it there, and I think it's not shallowness. It's a lack of self-esteem. Girls like that want, they don't want a relationship or anything like that. They want a man that's a status symbol. And that's why, like those three ones that were texting Joe a couple of weeks ago about not looking for lads that live, that aren't drawn out.
Do you mean like skinheads to having pit bulls to make a statement?
Yeah, they want someone to show off and not a relationship. And eventually, that's grand in your 20s and 30s, but as women get older and less men want them, they become more and more bitter, like them three girls the other week. And it's like, where are all the good men and where is all this? Well, no one wants you anymore because they're looking for a status symbol rather than looking for love or looking for someone to spend their life with.
Okay, so, you see, I'm confused to know what whether or not you think there's something a bit funny looking. I'm not going to say odd, I'm going to say funny looking. When you see a couple together and she is towering over him, it does look funny. I don't care what anyone says.
Well, who cares? If you're happy, why would you care what anyone else?
Yeah, my issue would be in her message, this girl says, oh, everybody was looking at us and stuff. Like, why? If he's a nice guy, right, if you genuinely aren't attracted to that, then fair enough. You can't force yourself to be attracted to
that. Yeah, but
hang on, Casey. Just listen to this. He almost had to stand on his tippy toes to give me a kiss at the end of the night. Now, come on. Listen, wait, look it up there.
But who cares?
Well, the tippy toes.
Yeah, but if both of them are happy, if she gave them a chance and they're very happy together, why would she care what anyone else thinks?
Well, she's not. She's not prepared to. I don't think she's prepared to give him a chance because she's too humiliated.
But I think, likewise, for men, I think, John, you're probably the exception. I think a lot of men that would probably actually, as Adrian said, have a problem with a taller woman. They'd feel emasculated.
Mm.
I don't think so.
I couldn't imagine myself ever going out with a woman that was much taller than me. I really couldn't. Where you're looking up at her.
If it was Maria Sharapova, I think you'd make an exception.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Are you not comfortable enough in your own skin, Adrian, that you think like, oh, because you're looking up at someone that they're better than you or something, or that?
Maybe it's just an old fashioned thing, but I just couldn't imagine myself ever going out with a woman and putting my arm around her shoulder like that. Seriously.
Oh, Jesus.
But why? Like, if you're happy, like years ago, people would have said, oh, couldn't see myself getting out with a coloured person or a black person.
No, I'm not saying anything like that.
I'm just giving an example, because people would frown upon her, or people would look at it and say, look at them. What, like, height? It's just genetics. There's nothing you can do about your height. If this was a man texting
Lady Louise who contacted us in the first place, do you think she's being extremely shallow by...
I think her self-esteem is rock bottom. And she thinks she won't get approval from her friends and other people if she's going with someone that's shorter than her. That's what it is. She's no self-esteem. It's from the TikTok generation. It's all about the optics.
What would you say about me then saying if I were single, I wouldn't have any physical interest in dating or being with intimately a black man?
Well, that's up to you. That's a preference.
But is this not the same thing, though? It's a physical attribute.
Because you wouldn't end up... If you were chatting with someone on Tinder, you'd see their picture. You'd know what they were like, so you wouldn't... Like, if he had texted in today saying, I went on a date with a girl, she's a bit taller than me, but by God, she was massive. It'd be a completely different conversation. You have all the
okay. I'm just looking at a photograph of all of the cast members from Love Island this year, and in every single case, the man is taller than the woman. There's four couples here, and each and every one of the men is taller than the women.
Well, Adrian, if you're using Love Island as a barometer,
I'm just using it as a stereotypical example of a program based on couples, and in every case, the man is taller than the woman. In one case, they're about the same height.
And who's the show aimed at? The TikTok idiot generation.
Yeah.
But obviously, that's what the young generation strive for as well.
It's a cause. It's blasted at them 24/7. He has to be successful. He has to be this, like the triple six thing. He has to be over 6 foot, making a six figure salary.
Well, is there anything physical for you, John, that straight away will be like, no way, don't like it, wouldn't see her again?
Not particularly. No, take it on its merits.
Okay, and in fact, let's talk about things that really turn you off that you just wouldn't be,
be
interested in. What would mine be? Dirty fingernails.
Really?
I remember meeting somebody once.
Oh yeah.
And thinking she was attractive enough, yeah. And I'm yapping away to her and I look down and she had the mankiest fingernails
I've ever seen. She was attractive,
yeah. She had the mankiest fingernails I've ever seen. It was just, and to this day, in fact, I was only talking to this woman recently, and to this day, I can't get that image out of my head of her dirty fingernails. Yeah, manky. Now, the rest of her was perfect.
For me, it's lazy good-for-nothings who sit at home all day playing the PlayStation and their boxers scratching their balls. No, that is for me. And stupid people. And I know I'm the same person who a few minutes ago asked were there two people floating around up in space, but we're not going to go back to that just yet. You know, really people who don't have a clue about anything that's going on in the world at all.
Okay. Use your Trinity degree?
Vacuous. No, I'm not. But like people who are just really stupid. It's a turn off.
This is a WhatsApp voice note from a lady that we're going to call Aoife.
Hi lads, just a quick one. I'm 5'1" and I wouldn't dream of looking at a lad 5'3". Not a hope. For years I have been commented on my height, tapped on the head, told to shush little one. I don't care if people think it's shallow. I just wouldn't do it. Not a hope. I feel, why should I? And but if she really likes him, go ahead. But I would always think that someone else would be watching, and I wouldn't get over that. I wouldn't feel okay with that. Thanks.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Sean has been on to us.
I don't know what it is with people being so fucking shallow these days. Like, you went on a date with the guy, you probably thought he was attractive. Yeah, maybe you're tearing over him just a little bit. But fucking hell, if you had a good date, you had a good date. Doesn't mean anything about his personality if he's a bit shorter. I'm by no means a tall fella, but I'm not 5'3" short now, but I'm not tall. But Jesus Christ, I wouldn't want to go near a girl that's only looking for height. I think that should be a red flag for him to get the fuck away from her.
I don't think she has said it to him. I don't think she's had the balls to actually say it to him.
Is it shallow of me to say that I wouldn't want to be with a man who sits at home all day in the PlayStation in his boxers scratching his balls?
Well, if that's all he does with his life, then no.
But if it's a preference thing.
Let me go to Lorraine. You're on Opinions Matter. Lorraine, how are you?
Hi, Adrian. Hey, Katie. How are you?
Hey, Lorraine.
Now, Lorraine, is it shallow of this woman to say, I just can't be with a guy who's 4 inches shorter than me? I just can't. I get the ick.
I think it is, because my partner's smaller than me. Now, he's not much smaller than me, but I wear heels. He is about up to my shoulder. Yeah, he's up to about my shoulder, kind of, if I wear my heels on a night out. He thinks it's deadly.
Her partner.
Yeah, no, I know, but
we
I wouldn't have thought he was shorter than you.
He is smaller than me. Now, he's not much smaller than me, but he is smaller than me. So it wouldn't bother me. I think she's being extremely shallow. What, because he had to stand on his tippy toes to give her a kiss, sit in a chair?
But Lorraine, you have to just even that image. I can't get that image out of my head of this fella at the end of the night. Oh, did you have a good night? Yeah. No, hang on, I just reach up there.
It's hilarious. Yellow pages.
Yeah, do you not think that's funny? Honestly,
it is funny, but as I said, my partner's smaller than me. So
have you ever had any comments or like people joking about it or anything?
There's a joke if I wear heels. Everyone thinks it's funny when I wear heels because he's now, as I said, that bit smaller than me if I wear heels. But other than that, no. Jay thinks, or my partner thinks it's brilliant.
Your partner to me would, when you think of a short man, I wouldn't think of him as a short man. I think of short men as like weedy, like he, I don't know.
He's not tiny. No, he's, my partner's not tiny. In the scheme of things, he's not 5'2". He's not tiny, but he is smaller than me. I'm taller than him. So, what? If I wear heels and we're on a night out, everyone, it's, they all think it's brilliant and he thinks it's hilarious.
Would you guys ever feel self-conscious about it?
No. No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a couple where the height difference is quite a bit, she's a lot taller than him, and thought to yourself, geez, that looks ridiculous?
No.
Geez, I have.
No, whatever happened to never judging people but book by its cover? Well, if they're happy, why stand and judge?
So if you saw Lorraine and her partner now, would you laugh at them?
I don't know if I'd laugh at them. But maybe when they're gone, I might. No, but I'm talking... I saw a couple... this couple that I'm talking about where he's holding his hand up like... He was about 5'3" and she was nearly 6 foot. Mm. She was towering over him. Now, I'm sorry. I just couldn't.
It doesn't bother me. As I said, each their own. If she's happy and they're happy, why stand and judge and think, oh my God, that's hilarious that he's so much taller?
Whether we like it or not, we are a very judgmental society and people do find it funny and weird. You just heard the voice note I played a while ago from somebody who just could not go out with a taller guy or a shorter guy.
Well, what happens if you've got a great connection? Me and my partner are together 13 years. We have 3 kids. Like, no, if I went by that logic, I would have no kids and I wouldn't be in my relationship. As I said, he's not that much smaller than me, but he is smaller than me. Now, we've never had any judgment by it and nobody's ever said that. But if I went by her logic, I wouldn't have my kids and I wouldn't be happy the way I am now.
Okay, stay there for a second.
A message from Lorraine's lovely partner.
Oh, Lorraine's lovely partner. Okay, let's have a listen to Lorraine's lovely partner, the short arse man. Here we go.
Oh. How are you, Katie? Great topic there. Hey, Katie, will you tell Magic Jordan there? I don't give a shit. When people look at us, especially lads and other girls, they think, is he loaded or is he loaded? Because when people see shorter fellas with really tall girls, it's a conquest thing. And it really is a conquest thing. I love the fact that I'm a bit shorter than Lorraine when she has a heel on. It's a real turn on, to be honest with you. But yeah, tell Michael Jordan there I'll be home later on and she better have them ceilings painted. I'm doing the skirting boards. She's doing the ceilings. See, it has its advantage, Adrian. Don't knock until you've tried it, buddy.
He's doing the skirting boards and she's doing the ceilings. There you are, Lorraine.
It's nice and all with conquest. Oh, well, yeah, that's the way. As I said, it's a lot. Like, you can't. If it had went by your, they call the wife's nose logic, I wouldn't be with Jay. Mm. We wouldn't have our kids. If I let everyone that judged me and Jay, as I said, we've never experienced the judgment. As he said, it's a running joke and stuff. We've never had the judgment of people going, oh my God, look at the two of them. Mm. But if I went by that logic, I wouldn't be happy now.
And this guy that this girl met in the bar the other night, that she did, what if he was a walking tripod?
What's a walking tripod? Oh, he was hung like a donkey.
What if his length went and she passed it up and didn't even give it a try?
Didn't have a chance.
But she's not going to get
the human tripod, and she's never.
She's not going to get the opportunity.
Never have known.
You're filth.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. I need a cold shower.
Francis,
you should have went for your pint.
Yeah, you should have went for your pint. Francis, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Francis.
Oh, Adrian, I have to agree with you. Katie does need a cold shower.
I need an ice bath, Francis.
Whew. Ah, Katie, you're bad.
It's the first woman who's ever sat beside Adrian and said she feels hot.
Sorry, say that out louder. You're the first woman who ever sat beside me.
I wouldn't say so. It's actually because of the heat. No, impulsive.
Okay. Oh, no, I think Adrian's a little creepy, but he's small. Too small for me now, you know.
Oh, it's what? I'd say you're a small man.
I'm 5'9".
Yeah.
Anyway, Francis, could you ever go out with a man smaller than you?
I don't know. I only went out with one. But anyway.
You said on your message you need a black man. I want to delve into that.
Oh, yes. I'd love to try one before I go up to heaven. But I'm in hell.
Why?
Because there's just something about Will Smith that I can't get my eyes off.
Okay.
You know? My daughter's 5'7", and she can't keep the fella, right? Tall, blonde, has accepted an attitude. She went for a fella that was about 4'2", and she didn't mind walking out.
4'2"? That's very small.
Yeah. And he was a policeman. You know the way they're supposed to be 6 foot? Well, yeah. He was 4'2". And I used to just laugh at him going out, but it didn't bother her, but it's her attitude, you know? And the last fella she was with was 6'6". So, you know, no matter what the size, you know, if you love someone, is it going to bother you if they're taller or smaller than you?
Well, this woman isn't even giving him the opportunity to fall for her. She's just not interested. She just can't get her head around the fact that he's smaller than her.
There's no love there. There is no love.
They've only got him one date.
Firstly, can we preface this conversation with any black lads listening want to give Francis a gone before she goes to heaven? That's all she wants.
Yeah, before I go to
nice bat too. But any black lads listening want to give Francis a saying to, we have her number, we can hook us up. She sounds like a bit
I'm available 24/7, 7 days a week.
Oh, geez, don't sell yourself as desperate now, Francis.
I am, for the black. Katie, you have me this way, I swear.
Can I tell you, Francis, they don't all look like Will Smith.
Yeah, I'm thinking of that too.
Yeah, no, I nearly give Will Smith a rattle myself, but
no.
they're not all like Will Smith.
Oh, Adrian, if your wife heard.
She'd probably join in.
There's something.
Actually, she'd push you out.
There's something about Will Smith. I don't know what it is.
No.
He give you a good smack while he's at it.
Will Smith
does something for me. I don't know what it is, but he does.
Okay, so.
Oh, Francis. It's always such
a pleasure. Can you ring an Adrian for me, please?
No problem, yeah.
Before I go to hell.
What about Idris Elba? Would he do it for you?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
She just wants a black man.
What about men who identify as black?
How do you identify as black?
No. You can identify as anything these days. What about men who identify as black?
No.
I have to actually be black.
Is it pure black? Is that a word I can use?
Melanin.
Pure black.
And once you go black, you'll never go back. That's what they say.
I know. I've never gone, so I don't know.
Oh, right. Okay. She wants the opportunity.
Have you ever gone black?
Yeah.
What?
Have you ever gone black?
With a black man?
Yeah. Have you ever had sex with a black man?
No. Or a black woman. No.
Okay.
No, I haven't. No.
Have you, Katie?
No. No.
Well, when she says that, Adrian, you swear she was holy Mary.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
No, but the thing is that I personally do not find black men attractive. I don't know what it is. No.
Oh, I do. I do.
I like my boys pretty.
Yeah. Oh, well, black men are pretty too now. Some
black
of them
are. Very manly. They look like they'd be able to.
Yes, masculine.
Pick you up.
And
very
you have
strong.
The big, they have the big, you
what?
Know.
So,
yeah,
you see, that's the whole reputation, you see.
That's why she wants
I've forgotten the name for Adrian.
It's been that long, has it?
It's been that long.
Oh, poor Francis. Set her up with the black man, will you?
I know. Will you get me something?
Leave her with us, Francis.
This show is...
All right,
only on this show would you get a woman of... Francis, do you mind me asking? You don't have to give us the direct your exact age, but ballpark...
Mature woman.
A mature woman. So only on this show would you get a lovely mature woman crying out for a black man walking tripod.
No more station, only this, and that's why I love it.
Only here, that's why she loves it.
The only place you'd get it. Semen, black
that's
man.
That's the only podcast I listen to.
Listen, so you might be getting it to one go.
John, could you ever go out with a woman taller than you?
I have in the past.
Oh, have you?
Awkward. I have, Adrian, yeah.
And it was awkward.
It was awkward.
What was awkward about it?
It was just strange. It was just, it didn't work. It didn't work. She was too tall. So,
you see, because then, I do believe people are being overly politically correct here on this conversation today, because I think most people find it a little bit strange if a woman is fairly much towering over her boyfriend or husband. I think people do look twice.
Yeah, look, there's a friend of mine there, and he's smaller than this girl, and you know, he's a lot smaller than her, and it's just so strange to look at, you know. It's just weird, you know. But look, they get on great, as Lorraine said there. They do get on great, and they love each other. It's the same as myself there. I wouldn't go with a black girl. You know, that's just my preference. I don't like black women. I never did. But, you know, people can say, oh, you can't say that. But I, you know, it's my preference, you know. And it's everybody to their own. But, yeah, it just didn't work for me. I felt, you know, small, as one would say.
And that's exactly the point. I don't think... I mean, I know this conversation was brought up by a woman who can't go out with a guy who's smaller than her, but I think men feel the same way, because a man doesn't want to feel like a short arse.
Would you go out with an Asian?
Yeah, look,
what about an Asian? An Asian? I wouldn't find Asians attractive.
No, Asian men
are very small men.
And you know what, KG, I'm even going to say this to Asian. I had to be a Dublin woman for me. I'm Dublin. I wouldn't go out with a girl outside of Dublin. And that's another one, you know.
You're stressing yourself out.
No, the Dubs have something special.
Went out with a country girl before, and they're fucking, they're just head melters, you know.
Even the Dublin men, they do. There's something in the Dubs. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The Dubs have a quality of their own. I don't care what anyone says, and all you cultures from outside of Dublin can hate on this. I don't care. The Dubs rock. I don't care what anyone says. There's a charisma that you don't find anywhere else in the world. Nowhere else in the whole world. Do you not agree?
Sort of.
There is a charisma and a charm in the Dubs. Now, the nice Dubs, not the I'll rob you for a fiver junkie on O'Connell Street Dubs. I'm talking about the nice Dubs. Oh, how you love. You know, you get into the taxis. They're really sound. There's a certain charm. It's like Neil, our friend Neil, the taxi driver. He's a real Dublin friendly taxi driver. He's got the Dublin charm.
So anyway, the bottom line is, John, you did go out with a woman who was taller than you, but it just didn't work.
Was that
partly because of your own insecurities then?
It was, absolutely. It was obviously on my, you know, it was on me, and even my friends were Jesus. It was the fell in the relationship and all this, you know. It took a toll, because she looked like she was doing the weights, you know. She was butch and big, and it just didn't. Yeah, it just I felt like I was the bitch in the relationship, to be honest, you know.
Men feeling so emasculated all the time by women?
There is something that makes a man feel that way, standing beside a woman who's towering over him. There is.
Big time.
And call that chauvinism, call it whatever you want. It is a thing that a man feels. You don't feel this.
Love the show, guys. Had a great Friday.
Good luck.
Weekend.
Thank you, John. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Well, Adrian.
Darren, could you go out with a woman towering over you?
Not a chance.
Why?
I wouldn't even go out with a woman who had bigger legs than me.
Oh, really?
Oh, not a hope. And that made me feel smaller than her. No, I'll run for the hills.
And again, I was saying a minute ago, I think people are being far too politically correct on this conversation today, because I think a lot of men and women feel that same way.
And as well, the lad, Jason, there saying that he loves that his woman is taller than him, that's bollocks. He is talking shite.
Well, in fact, Lorraine sent me in a photograph of the two of them side by side, and...
They're a very cute couple as well.
No, you're cute, me arse. The fact is, she's towering over him.
Couples today, by the way. Send me your picture, I'm going to perv. Send me your pictures from the perv.
Listen to what Darren is saying, that no, he just couldn't. It's just... There's just something about it, Darren, isn't there?
Yeah, any decent masculine man would not want a woman taller than them, and it's as simple as that. And Jason's a liar. I thought Jason now would be taller than what he's saying he is now, to be honest, the way he was coming on the show the whole time.
No, he's she's not a foot taller than him. She's a couple of inches, but she is...
Yeah, but he must be small then if she's taller than him, because most women aren't.
Hear this voice note.
Oh, what?
Now.
Oh, Damien. Sorry, hang on for a second, Darren. Hang on.
Hi guys, Damien here. I'm 6'2" and I think there is nothing sexier than a woman who is taller than me.
Oh, Jesus.
There's something wrong with him.
I'd say he likes to be spanked.
No, but he's 6'2". So
what woman are you going to get that's more than 6'2"?
Yeah, they're few and far between.
That's probably
why. There should be in the Guinness World Records if that's the case.
I have to ask Darren where his accent is from. I'm always very intrigued by your accent.
Dude, my accent? Yeah. What does the accent sound like?
I cannot, for the life of me, place it.
You've been through this before.
Yeah, we have actually had this conversation before, yeah. Don't know if it was you and me, you know, it was me and Jeremy, I think.
Yeah.
No, I think it was Jeremy, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very... I like it. I'm not being a perv.
God, you really are perving on everything today. Jesus, Katie.
Okay, I'm going to have a nice bath.
You need
after
two
this.
Cold showers.
I need something else.
Katie, just think out loud.
I do. Do you know what? It's my problem. No, but what? I'm genuinely wondering where the accent is from.
Tell me.
From South Mead.
South Mead, okay. It's
South Mead is around the corner from you.
It doesn't sound like South Mead. Where's South Mead?
I'm around like Enfield. Enfield area.
Enfield.
Enfield, all right. I've friends out in Enfield. Do you remember books and Rapture?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Rapture, sure.
Probably, what age are you?
33.
Yeah, probably went at the same time.
Oh, jeez, you were probably with him one night.
No, I'm 34. I was probably going around the same time as Darren. I probably started a fight with him outside.
You'd hear you before you'd see it.
Yeah, you're dead right. Absolutely. You're dead right. So, Darren, you could not... For all the tea in China, be with a woman taller than you.
Never in a million years. Even if it was fucking Rihanna, I wouldn't.
Ah, well, you might think about it.
No, actually, no, I probably would, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, good to talk to you, Darren. Let me bring in more of your opinions. There's a huge reaction to this conversation. This is Yvonne.
Hi, lads. Sorry I can't come on today. Just a quick note to say that I would be the exact same as that lady. Your man has to be taller than you. Now, I'm 5 foot on the button, so maybe that's something to do with it. I don't know. But no, I could never. I'd never even look at a man that was smaller than me. Or younger. They have to be older and taller. Thanks very much, guys. Bye.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Just back to Yvonne's message there. Not only could she not go out with a guy smaller than her, she couldn't go out with a guy younger than her. He has to be older.
Oh, yeah, I think I'd be like that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Like, if me and my husband, if we're split up now, I'd probably go for a man in his 40s.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, an older man. Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Bit of maturity.
Aideen has been on to us.
Hello from sunny France. I'm just reading the comments there on social media about the lady, and I definitely think she should give this fella a chance. He could end up being the love of her life, the man of her dreams, and sure, look, everyone's the same height, lying in the dark.
I love your dirty laugh, Aideen. Thanks very much indeed. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are we doing, guys?
Well, you heard Darren a moment ago, not in a month of Sundays, unless maybe it was Rihanna, could he go out with a woman taller than him?
Listen, you know, I think it's preference to a degree, but, you know, the fact that she's judging him based on the fact they were getting on so well and when he showed up.
And she said... when she saw his photograph, she fancied him, he's a good-looking bloke, but when he turned up, and she realised that he was smaller, she just couldn't get her head around it.
She is being very superficial then. She liked him because he really looked.
Yeah, I know, but we are all very superficial. We do judge people on their appearance when we're striking up a relationship with somebody. The first thing you see is their appearance.
If he's taking a picture of her face, all of her profile face were just in the neck up. And she showed, and when he showed up, he was 6'1", and she was a bit bigger than what he thought, let's say, plus sized, whatever way you want to phrase it.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent in a topic saying that she showed up, and I was expecting, someone, fairly thin looking, and she showed up, plus sized, instant turn off. He'd be dragged through the mud on the show. And it's exactly the same thing. Actually, it's probably different because you can change your weight. You can't change
your weight. Okay, have you ever gone out with somebody taller than you?
I'm 5'7", so yeah.
5'7"'s not... I wouldn't class that as being short at all.
It's a bit average for a bloke, but most lads would be around the big 5'9", 5'10". I went out with a girl there. She was 5'10". 3 inches doesn't sound like a lot in height, but, you can notice it. especially if she wore heels.
I was about to say that. So if she wore heels, she was probably 6 foot tall.
She was, yeah. Like, I don't know if she had an issue with it. I did that, you know, after the first couple of dates, but after that, it didn't bother me. You know, we were getting on well. You know, both our personalities, you know, clicked. You know, but personally, I think people just get too hung up on looks. You know, I can see it initially. She already admitted that she got on well with this well on the day.
I would say that Robbie is definitely more comfortable in his skin than you are, Adrian, because you say you would have an issue with it. But I think the reason you would have an issue with it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm not, is that you would be more worried about what people would think of you than your actual attraction.
No, I think it makes a man feel inferior or something like that. If you're,
it didn't make Robbie feel inferior.
The age thing now, actually, as you just mentioned, the age thing would probably bother me more. If she was 1 or 2 years older than me, that would bother me more than I think.
Oh, really?
Really? Only a year or two? See, that's interesting, because I wouldn't go with a younger.
Yeah, I think that's more of a thing. I don't know why. No, if you ask me to explain why that is, I don't know. But it probably does come down to the same, you know, what's the best term, social norms in the same, in, you know, that's generated this topic, that the man should be taller than the woman.
Here, I just got a message in from somebody who's sitting at their desk listening to the show and pissing themselves laughing, but then goes on to say, tell Adrian to let a bigger woman hold him up against the wall and see if his tune changes.
Okay, is this aggressive sex or is this just aggression?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, no, that's what I'm wondering. like holding you up. I don't know what's going on there.
I think there might be strap-ons involved, John.
Oh, stop,
Jesus. If you want to elaborate.
It can't be a bit of domination.
I think that's where this is going. Does he mean domination? Do you mean somebody doing Adrian up the bum with a strap-on?
Jesus, Katie.
Jesus, Kate, that's gone too fucking far now, fucking hell. You have to ease into that.
Oh, sorry. This person has just messaged again. It's Sean who sent these messages. And he says, no sex, no kissing, just tension.
Sean, I feel a bit uncomfortable.
I do myself. So let a taller woman.
Sean. I thought you meant somebody doing Adrian up the bum with a strap-on against the wall. There.
No, just holding me up against the wall. I'm not feeling it.
No, okay, we're back on clear territory. That's fine. I just wasn't sure where this was going. Was there sex toys involved? Or
Joe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joe?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Joe. Joe, do you
Adrian
go out with somebody? Jesus. I feel ill now. Sorry, Joe. I apologize for that outburst.
You're gone, go on.
Joe, would you ever go out with somebody taller than you?
I'd go for like a good like foot taller or whatever, but I'm not very fussy with it. Like I have friends that are like 6'5" or whatever. I've been with fellas that are like 6'1". I've been with like skinny fellas, average build. Like, it doesn't bother me. Like, if you're going to be worried about how tall someone is, then you're a bit shallow. Like, if you're not really interested in their personality or whatever, and you're just interested in...
No, but as I said, we're all a little bit shallow in our own way. We all judge somebody that we're going out with based on their appearance, whether we like to admit this or not. And one of those things that you might look at is height.
Well, it wouldn't be the first thing that comes to my mind. Like, I'd be just worried about how people treat you or how they talk to you or what they ask of your life or whatever, how they get to know you. Like, I didn't think that in this day and age that height restrictions or whatever was getting to know people. So that's the way I was looking at it.
Okay. So you wouldn't rule it out? It doesn't bother you at all?
No.
Okay, all right. I'm still gobsmacked by what you had going on in your brain there a minute ago. Like, what the fuck?
It's just the most bizarre message we've ever gotten. Get a bigger woman to hold him up against the wall and see if he changes his tune. I love this show sometimes. The weirdos we have on it.
Where am I going now? Let's squeeze in. Did I play Martin yet? Did I play this?
Afternoon, guys. Sorry, I can't come on. but she sounds like a proper shallow bitch. No wonder she's fucking single. I'm sure she was taking pictures of herself for him, selfies of funny angles to hide her double chin and to hide everything what she has going on. So, you know, good luck to her. There's plenty more fish in the sea for that lad. He could be a little pocket rocket and be an absolute dynamite and give her a good scene to every night of the week. And she's probably missing
out
on that.
Walking tripod.
So good luck to you. If I was him, I'd kick her to the fucking curb.
Good man, Martin. Thank you.
And that's my point exactly about the walking tripod.
And Jordan.
Jesus Christ, lads. What a topic. But firstly, good evening to both of you. Look, if it's it'd be an interesting one today, I'd be more likely one side. But here's my opinion on this. Unless the size difference was that of an Andre the Giant and Rey Mysterio, I think she's kind of making a bigger deal out of this than really kind of needs to be. At the end of the day, he sounds like an absolute gent. And, you know, so I'll give her two options. Would she rather a 5'3" gentleman, or would she rather a 6-foot arsehole that doesn't care about her? All he wants is just a ride. This guy sounds like a gent, if you ask me. Being very respectful, she says in the email, he was a nice guy and all that. And making sure she got home at the end of the night, you know what I mean? What more do you want? I think she's kind of being a little bit shallow, if you ask me, on that front, you know what I mean? Like, listen, wear flats if you have to, you know what I mean? If it's such a fucking big deal to you. But at the end of the day, give the guy a chance. Don't just judge him based on the fucking his need and size. He says he's a nice looking lad. So what, you know what I mean? I think I'm kind of being a bit shallow there. I'll be very interested to know if she might meet him on Tinder or one of them apps, because last time I checked, you put your height in it on those apps, unless you didn't. But you know what I mean? Like, it's no point making an insecurity out of a poor guy, you know what I mean? If he's a nice guy, fuck it, you know, go on another date. That'd be my recommendation. But yeah, shallow, absolutely shallow.
All right, Jordan, thanks very much indeed for your message. That was an interesting conversation,
and
I have
like
to say.
I'd like to apologise to everybody for giving them the image of Adrian Campbell.
Oh, yeah, enough. No need to keep going on about it.
Thou doth protest a bit too much, Adrian.
Goodbye.
Thou doth protest.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.